There is always light amid darkness, October 3. And, behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven, and came and rolled back the stone from the door, and sat upon it. If, after his crucifixion and burial, in the place of giving way to their sorrow the disciples had carefully reviewed what Christ had told them to prepare them for this time, they would have seen light amid the darkness. They need not have been in such apparently hopeless discouragement. Before anyone had reached the sepulchre, there was a great earthquake. The mightiest angel from heaven, he who held the position from which Satan fell, received his commission from the Father, and, clothed with the panoply of heaven, he parted the darkness from his track. His face was like lightning, and his garments white as snow. As soon as his feet touched the ground, it quaked beneath his tread. The Roman guards were keeping their weary watch when this wonderful scene took place, and they were unable to endure the sight, for they had a message to bear as witnesses of the resurrection of Christ. The angel approached the grave, rolled away the stone as though it had been a pebble, and sat upon it. The light of heaven encircled the tomb, and the whole heaven was lighted by the glory of the angels. Then his voice was heard, "Thy Father calls thee, come forth." And Jesus came forth from the grave with the step of a mighty conqueror. There was a burst of triumph, for the heavenly family was waiting to receive him, and the mighty angel, followed by the army of heaven, bowed in adoration before him as he, the monarch of heaven, proclaimed over the rent tomb of Joseph, "I am the resurrection and the life." When Christ upon the cross cried out, "It is finished," there was a mighty earthquake that rent open the graves of many who had been faithful and loyal, bearing their testimony against every evil work, and magnifying the Lord God of hosts. Now as the life-giver came forth from the sepulchre, proclaiming, "I am the resurrection and the life," he summoned these saints from the grave. When alive, they had, at the cost of their lives, borne their testimony unflinchingly for the truth. Now they were to be witnesses of him who had raised them from the dead. "These," said Christ, "are no longer the captives of Satan. I have redeemed them, I have brought them from the grave as the first fruits of my power, to be with me where I am, never more to see death or experience sorrow."